Hello, Seaville Podcast family. Welcome inside a special edition of a little Seaville Podcast. Basically, how do I podcast? We'll get into some of the insights of podcasting. My name is Mike Biseglia. I'm with SeavillePodcast.com. I'm sure you've heard my podcast, Outside the Box, with Mike and Leon.
And hey, this is Steinar Knudsen from New Site Media Group here in Charlottesville. And glad to be here with you, Mike.
Absolutely. And we're going to have some fun today, as a lot of people have been approaching me and talking about, I like your podcast. That's pretty cool. I've seen a lot of new podcasts on SeavillePodcast.com with Chew the Fat, Runcast, just to name a few. And people have been talking to me about, well, wait a minute. Maybe if I want to do a podcast, what if this is something that suits me? And I know, Steinar, with some of the work that you do, a lot of people have approached you, and you've actually on your website put a little plug away for talking about podcasting.
Right. Yeah, I've done some blog posts on podcasting. Basically, when I'm out talking to business owners, I see a mix of a couple things. You've got some folks that already have a traditional radio show that want to turn that into a podcast so that folks can listen to it on their iPod or MP3 player when it's not always convenient to listen to the radio show. And then I've got other clients who have more traditional, maybe retail stores or other service businesses that see podcasting as an alternative, kind of a new channel with which to get their message out and communicate with their market in a new and different way.
Of course, with SeavillePodcast.com, I'm always available to help out in making a new podcast for you. We can do that here at the Charlottesville Radio Group with all the top-notch equipment. But also want to just say it's something that for people they can do themselves if you're interested in making your own podcast. And I think first and foremost, the most important question or answer that you should have is, why should someone listen to my podcast? I think before anything else, before you think about buying a microphone, editing software that we can get into, you need to make sure that you have a show that people really want to listen to.
Right. And I mean, I get the same kind of questions when people talk about blogging. They're like, why would I want to blog? Nobody's going to want to listen to my blog. And I don't know what to say. And my response to that is, each of us has a wealth of knowledge that we kind of take for granted. And it's not until we start talking to a potential customer or a client or maybe another professional with our industry that we start to realize, hey, I really do know a lot about, my specialty or my practice. And, podcasting is just one channel to share that knowledge. And, you might not think that people would find it interesting, but the reality is, they don't have time and access to the information you do. And so by podcasting, it really just gives you the opportunity to share that information. And you'll be surprised with how people respond and how much they appreciate you sharing with them the knowledge that you have kind of tucked away in your mind.
So let's get into a little bit on how you create a podcast. This is something you can do at home, something you could do at a radio station, which I've helped some people do. But there are certain things that you're going to need if you want to create a podcast. Obviously, your voice needs to be recorded, and you need to store that somewhere, and then magically it appears on a website. What are some important tools that people who want to start their own podcast should really have?
Well, I guess there's some basics. Let's try to break it down here. Obviously, a microphone, okay, and that can come in a variety of different forms, whether it's just, a built-in microphone from your computer or maybe a standalone microphone or a USB microphone. There's a whole variety, and we could do a whole episode just on microphones.
Right, right.
The second piece is maybe a computer or even a smartphone that can somehow capture the audio. And then the next piece I would say is some kind of software or application, set of tools to edit the audio if you choose. It's not required. You don't necessarily have to edit your audio. And then I would say the next piece is really a place to host your audio files and the appropriate channels with which to distribute your podcast, kind of like iTunes. Am I missing anything?
No, I think you've got it. Now, we're here in the WINA studios in the Charlottesville Radio Group, and I think we checklist them all here, the beautifully redone and remodeled. We have mics. We have the software. And I also wanted to get into, you said something interesting, and it's about editing, because we're all our own radio hosts, and we're all not Rush Limbaugh or Howard Stern. Well, maybe we will be somewhere down the road as we want to create our own show. But there's times when you record and you mess up, you slip up, you say the wrong thing. And I want to show a little example here. This is me talking about the day. What a beautiful... Let me try that again. This is me talking about the beautiful day. You make mistakes. But as you hear with the editing software, you can get rid of that. And it's like it did not even happen. So there really is something to having the capability to edit and knowing how to edit that makes a huge difference in your podcast.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think, you know, with that, you also have to be really aware of your market and kind of what your customers would expect when listening to you on a podcast. Because quite frankly, some podcasts can go without editing, right? Real casual, a couple guys sitting on the couch, talking shop, maybe sports, whatever.
Right.
And then you've got another podcast with a completely different demographic, very professional business environment. Maybe a podcast that you eventually want to turn into a DVD or CD product that you can sell. Obviously, in that situation, you would want to really spend a lot of time editing and getting it, you know, into a final product that you feel really would best represent your brand and be meaningful in the way you communicate with your audience.
A few more things I want to get into in the podcast ideas is length. I know a lot of people have talked to me about, well, is 2 minutes too short? Is 40 minutes too long for a podcast? And the answer I have for them is there's really no right or wrong answer. It just depends on what you want to deliver to the people that are listening. I would say, for example, we have a vet that comes on and gives a podcast about some animal safety tips. And his podcast lasts around 5 minutes long. At the same time, we have a chef that comes on and his have reached 40 minutes as he goes in depth about different restaurants and the chefs and their lives. Little one-on-one, shall we say, about the mind of a chef. So I want to get your thoughts on when people say, what's too long of a podcast? What's too short of a podcast? Is there a right answer?
Well, no, I don't think there is a right answer per se. And when I talk to clients about potentially testing out podcasting and I mention, hey, you've got a whole hour if you want, they're like, wow, a whole hour. I don't think I could talk for a whole hour. Well, again, you know, it kind of depends on your personality and the subject matter that you're going to be discussing on your podcast. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got Jennifer Till here on Saturday mornings and she talks easily for an hour. And in that situation, she's interviewing someone, which is another great way to, you know, differentiate your podcast and mix it up. But yeah, there's plenty of good podcasts out there on iTunes if you search that are only 2 minutes long. And it's, you know, maybe basic tip of the day or just a very concise set of content that really demands, you know, being broken down into bite-sized pieces. So again, you know, it depends on your content and what you feel comfortable with. And the subject matter.
Last part, the breakdown here on podcasts. We went over why you should listen to your own show, why you should create it, some editing techniques, things you might need to help out, how long a show should be. Now I have this file. How in the world do I put it on the internet to share for people to listen to? What's your recommendations there? I know I personally use a file, something called FileZilla, which transfers larger file sizes and puts them on my WordPress website, SevillePodcast.com. That's all I know. Maybe there's something more. I'm sure there's a lot more out there for people.
Yeah, sure. I mean, getting your audio onto your website can seem overwhelming at first. And FileZilla is a great example of a popular FTP program, which is File Transfer Protocol. If you're a Mac user, you've already got some built-in tools to help facilitate this. Namely GarageBand, which allows you to record and edit your podcast, which can then be exported to iWeb, which again is another free set of tools where you can actually build your website and populate it with your podcast episodes. And then if you choose to purchase MobileMe, or you can link iWeb up to your own private domain, it then allows you to transfer those audio files up onto the web so that people can listen to them and subscribe to them and even submit it to iTunes. So there's a lot of different ways to approach it, and it keeps getting easier.
So this podcast went about 10 minutes or so now. We, in the 10 minutes, went on about how you can basically create your own podcast, something you can do. Of course, here at SevillePodcast.com, we can help you with that as we produce all the podcasts that you see right here. If you look on the left-hand side, you can see all the shows that are now on SevillePodcast.com. Again, my name is Mike Biseglia for Seville Podcast. Stainar, give your information. You've had a lot of juicy gems here for people that can pick up some fantastic knowledge, as I'm always trying to pick your brain apart.
Yeah, and this is Stainar Knutson from Newsite Media Group, and you can catch up with me on Twitter at Stainar Knutson.